This is the President's Club, brought to you by S.O.S. Towing and Scrapyard and Cary St. James Street Eatery. Recently, we had a chance to speak with Mark Stortini with the Port Dover Foundation. Here's a chat that we had with them about their journey to the top of their club and why he loves doing what he does.
What led you to the Port Dover Community Foundation? What was that journey like?
My engagement in business, which has been about 40 years in business in various communities in Ontario, has always been one by which I've tried to be engaged in the community in which my businesses are, both socially and from an opportunity to give back, to find a way to participate in the growth of the community. So, stepping back from that a little bit, I was fortunate enough to have a bit of a mentor and a fellow named Mike Fredericks, who's very engaged in the Norfolk Community Foundation. And watching his time with that and spending time with him discussing that has always interested me. So when my business life became engaged in more in Port Dover than it was in Simcoe, I took it upon myself to just meet with some of the community members to see what there was in Port Dover that I could do to help and just find ways to give back to the community. We try to engage the community in the idea of their philanthropy and to look at the foundation from the standpoint of the fund staying local. It's really important that giving is a very important part of people's lives, I'm sure. And there's other organizations like the Canadian Cancer Society, you know, national organizations, even international organizations. And not saying that they don't deserve the funds, but as I say, we try and keep everything local. Anybody who proposes to us has to do so that in the vein that it's a local project. It has to have that tie to Port Dover itself.
From like outside perspective, because I'm from Simcoe, right? Right. I always see Port Dover very much as group of people who like look out for each other. Like Port Dover, if you're in Port Dover, you're part of a Port Dover club.
Right.
I feel like when you guys put on an event, there's a big rally. People are like, yep, we're a part of it. There's some people that's like Port Dover pride, if you will.
Yeah, sure. No, it's an interesting thing because, you know, so I'm not from Port Dover. So I'm kind of that new blood that's come into the community, which that's happened to me a number of places around the world in my life. And this is really the most warm and welcoming community that I've been in, where the people who've been here for like 7 or 8 generations have actually, you know, welcome you in. And not to speak illy of the other communities, it's just this has been the most warm felt welcome to me as an outsider. That, I think, is exemplified by that. What you're saying is that when something is going on in Port Dover, they really want to support what's going on in Port Dover because they value the community that's here. You could have been here for a year. You could have been here for 6 months, but now you're part of it.
What would you say to someone who is like on the fence about joining like a foundation or a club or something like that? They're like, oh, I don't have enough time to do that. Or like people who are weighing those options, what would you say to them, like the benefits that they would get by going and joining a place like the Port Dover Foundation or a service club?
I'm not one to tell people what to do. All I can do is do what I do, and maybe people see the enjoyment that maybe that I get out of it and the reward that I get out of it. I guess ultimately it's just if you have a want within yourself to spend some time with others and help others, then great. If you don't, then that's fine too. You'll find your way in life. I wouldn't really say anything to anybody to recruit them or not recruit them. If it's in you, you'll do it.